All right. Welcome to the Good Boyfriend Podcast.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yes. Where unsuspecting boyfriends have to watch television series with their girlfriends.
You know, like, it's funny because, like, when that Apex Legends commercial came on, which is a great video game, by the way, you hear that Respawn, give me money. Or, like, you know, a skin or something. I'm endorsing your video game. But, no, when that commercial came on, you were like, that, you know, like, they're targeting the audience of, like, boyfriends that got roped into watching this. But, no, like, it actually was enjoyable. And, like, the whole time we watched, I was eager to talk. I have so many different feelings about, like, you know, what happened.
All right. So, let's set this up. My name's Amanda. Name is?
I'm Joe, Amanda's boyfriend.
Yes.
Her unsuspecting boyfriend.
Yes. I've been watching Jane the Virgin since the first season, and this will be the final season of this show. And you've never seen this show before? Maybe a few episodes.
No, I have. I've seen a couple episodes with you, but then, admittedly, like, I didn't, like, follow through on it. Mm-hmm. But yeah. So, like, I know a little bit about these people, so you'll have to, like, work with me if I, like, forget some people's names and stuff, but, like, I do have, like, some kind of, like, you know,
some
basis, yeah, of knowledge of these characters.
Alright, considering it's been, like, a full year and, like, 4 seasons since you've known anything about these characters, hopping into it today, like, how well do you think they kind of, like, explain things for a new audience? Like, do you think you were able to, like, keep up with things as they were happening?
They did the best job that they could to catch up a new audience, because, like, you know, like, any good TV show is going to have a lot of twists and turns along the way. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, you're going to generalize, like, whole seasons of a show in, like, a little 30-second recap. Like, you know, there's only so much catching up you could really give somebody. I think that that's usually more for, like, it's more of a reminder for people that do regularly watch shows, I think. Like, you know, yeah, I think they did the best that they could, but, like, aside from, like, how many twists and turns a show usually has, this is also kind of like a, you know, kind of like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's a telenovela.
Exactly. So, like, you know, it's definitely, like, has even more twists, I think, you know, than say, like, even a show like Breaking Bad or something would have, you know? So, yeah, I think they did the best that they could with the recaps.
All right.
And I don't feel totally lost, but again, like, it does also help that I, like, saw the first couple episodes and, you know, I know who most of these people are.
Season 4 ended with a cliffhanger. Jane and Raphael are about to be engaged, and Jane goes to his apartment and is expecting to get a proposal. And lo and behold, her deceased husband, Michael, is standing there. And then season 5 picks up with that. As far as explaining his death, he's been dead for 4 years, and she's been grieving him. And her initial reaction, like, seeing him there.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about that?
To be honest, like, at first I was, like, skeptical. I was like, okay, how are they going to pull off it? Like, you know, like, you know, I was like, what ridiculous way are they going to pull off bringing him back? But, you know, by the end of it, I was totally rolling with it. But yeah, it was definitely shocking to see him come back. To be honest, the fact that they killed him off in the first place surprised me, you know, because it definitely seemed like he was, like, the one she was supposed to be with and everything. It's one of those things that I kind of have mixed feelings about. Like, I'm glad that he came back, but, you know, yeah, so it was definitely a shock to see him come back.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him too, because, like you said, I thought they were supposed to end up together. She went through the whole process of accidentally getting artificially inseminated with
Raphael's kid.
And then they started dating, mm-hmm. and they broke it off, and then she ended up marrying Michael.
Right.
And then he died, and then Raphael and Jane got together. And
not to, like,
now Michael's back.
Not to, like, pull the curtain open or whatever, but didn't they just kill him off because he was gonna go work on something else or whatever? Like,
I don't know.
I thought you said something like that to me in the past, but I could be wrong.
Oh, that was on the Mindy Project.
Oh, okay, all right. Different show that I watched with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be episode 2 of Good Boyfriend podcast.
Here we go.
I'm Indie Project. no, but, you know, they killed Michael, and I was devastated because I was really invested in their relationship. They built it up over 3 seasons.
Sure. Well, yeah, and, like, you know, you can't even argue that, like, he's not a good guy. You know, his girlfriend got artificially inseminated, and she insisted on, like, you know, remaining a virgin until marriage. So, like, all of this, and he's like, all right, yeah, he just, like, stuck around. It's like, yeah, he's a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't not like him. But that kind of leads into something else that I was going to talk about, that I wanted to talk about. But then, you know, I don't know how you're...
No, go ahead.
Okay. I don't like, however, how, his attitude about, you know, everything. And this is just me, like, and, you know me, like, I'm kind of a hopeless romantic. I'm definitely a big sap. Like, I gave Star-Lord a pass completely. I was like, yeah, I would punch Thanos in the face, too.
And I'd just punch destroy him. Half I'd, of the universe
yep,
in the
fuck
process.
Him. I'm upset. I'd punch him right in his ball sack that he calls a chin. That's exactly what Star-Lord said. I love Star-Lord. I get it, though. I also like Diego from the Umbrella Academy. I can't help it. I'm an emotional person, too. I get it. You know, and it's like, you usually know me to be kind of like a cool person, but yeah, that is definitely my weakness, my loved ones.
Okay.
So, and
you thought, well...
So when they brought him back and they were like, yeah, this is somebody that you fucking loved and blah, 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 and it's like, he didn't seem interested whatsoever in, like, finding out or, like, you know, like, I know it's easier for me to sit here and say this, like, I'm sure it'd be super hard to deal, like, very traumatic and just hard to sort out, you know, completely losing your memory and, like, having this whole life, especially if you spent 4 years somewhere else, that is now your life. But I don't know, like, at the same time, I feel like if people told me that, like, that I was with somebody and then, like, you know, we had this relationship, we were gonna get married and everything, and they told me that I just lost my memory and that's all, then I feel like I would, you know, try to pursue that, you know, because, like, it's not like, you know, somebody that I got, like, divorced from was reaching out or something like that, whatever, like, things were going good, and the only reason we weren't together is because I lost my fucking memory.
And she thought I died.
And then, yeah, and again, and then she thought I died, so, like, that, you know, that would definitely, like, I feel like he should have had way more interest in trying to figure out what his life was, but he was just kind of rolling with it. That's the only thing that really didn't sit right with me,
you know,
about that whole thing.
I actually had a different reaction. I kind of understood him being standoffish, and I was more upset with Jane's reaction. So, Jane, she sees Michael. He reveals that he now goes by the name Jason. His memory has been erased. We know that it's by the crime boss in Rostro. We don't know what her motives were behind that, but she used electroshock to erase his memory. And then she dumped him in the middle of Montana in a cornfield.
Right.
And she faints, and then as she's, I don't know, reopening those old wounds from, like, grieving for him for 4 years, kind of moving on with her life and everything else, she's talking multiple times. She says, me and Raphael were about to get engaged, and she's grieving, like, not knowing what her identity is as a widow, as someone who's married, whether she still is married to this person. But my question is, she didn't say anything about feeling bad that he was, like, tortured like that, that he was put through electroshock like that, and then he was left alone in the middle of Montana. Not even once. And this is a guy she was in love with that she married?
Yeah. I mean, I get that, but, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm kind of giving her a pass because it's like, that is a lot of shit to process. But, you know. But, yeah, you're kind of right there. You know, she didn't really seem all that concerned with how he's doing and how he's processing all this shit. You know, I also kind of feel bad for Raphael for this whole situation, you know, because it's like the only reason he's with her is because Michael is out of the... I was going to call him Jason for a second. Because Michael is out of the picture. So, you know, like, it's tough. That's got to be tough for him. But at the same time, didn't he leave his wife when he was going through fucking cancer or something. Like, she stuck by him through, like, cancer, and then he got through it and then, like, left her.
Yeah.
Or, like, cheated on her or something.
Yeah, Raphael did do that to Petra.
Yeah, so, fuck him. So, like, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, if he was a decent person, I'd feel bad for him being in that situation. But, you know, yeah, you left somebody who stuck by you through cancer. So, like, you can't, like, I don't really feel that bad for him. Ooh. If he ends up, like, you know, getting left for Michael.
If this at all affects anything, Petra is the one that cheated on him.
Well, you know, but he didn't know that at the time, did he?
True.
Yeah. I mean, like, Petra's also a shitty person, but that Michael didn't know that, and even if he did, that doesn't justify it.
Raphael.
He didn't know that, and even if he did, that doesn't justify it. So, you know, he's like, yeah, her being a shitty person doesn't make him less of a shitty person. He still did something shitty and just didn't know that she was also doing something shitty at some point.
I don't know. When I was thinking of, like, all the ways they could have brought Michael back, when I saw his face on the season 4 cliffhanger, I was thinking, who would know enough about Michael to live his life? In season 1, they kind of revealed that Sinestro had this plastic surgery office where criminals could come in, get their face changed, and they could avoid prosecution and live out the rest of their lives. I thought this was going to be somebody wearing Michael's face, but apparently this is actually Michael.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little let down by the reveal. Just because I don't know what the intentions of the writers are for this show. At first, I thought with her and Michael getting married, despite all the controversy and struggle in the relationship, that the writers wanted it to prove that, you know, their love is, like, the supreme one. But then they killed Michael. And I didn't like Raphael the first 3 seasons, but him growing emotionally as a person and seeing Jane through her grieving process and, like, really integrating himself into a family unit, which is something that was very important to him, it changed him. And then I was thinking maybe that's where the writers really wanted to be. They wanted to let Raphael have his chance, and the only way they could do that was by writing Michael out of the show. But now he's back, and what are we supposed to learn? That she's going to end up with Michael, and that he was the love of her life after all, and Raphael is still second fiddle, even after Michael died. This basically, like, prevents his insecurities from the last season. Or she ends up with Raphael, and her husband lost his memories, and she's just going to abandon him like this. Or if he remembers them, she's still going to pick Raphael. Neither option seems good.
Yeah, I mean, it is an all-around tough situation. I can't help but just think that I keep going back to this point where I say that the only reason she's with Raphael is because Michael died, or air quote died, you know. It wouldn't sit right with me if there was just like, oh, well, stuff happened, so, and then, like, she just continued to be with Raphael instead. Like, that just doesn't feel right to me.